DepositAccounts.com has released its 2018 Bank Fee Burden Study. This is a study of the places in the country that have the highest and lowest bank fees. Joining us this morning is Ken Chuman. He's the founder of DepositAccounts.com. Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad you're here with us. Let's talk a little bit about the report and the fees. The big question is, who has the highest fees?
Well, interesting. The highest fees is actually in Florida. We had West Palm Beach had actually the highest bank fee burden, the highest checking account fees. And also Orlando was number two and Tampa was number three.
How do you come about scoring this? It's called the Bank Fee Burden Score. How do you come up with it?
Well, it combines the three most common checking account fees, and that is the overdraft fees, third-party ATM fees, and the monthly service fee. So we combine those three fees together and to form what we call a bank fee burden score.
Give us a sense of some of the highest fees here, individual fees. What would those be, and who's charging those?
It tends to be one thing that Chicago, for example, was number 12 on the list out of the 50 cities that we looked at. And what tended to be the ones cities that had a highest bank fee burden tended to be the ones that had more dominated by more of the larger banks. And they're the ones that had the largest branch networks. And the larger banks tended to generally have higher fees compared to the smaller banks and the credit unions. So the cities that were dominated by these larger banks tended to rank higher on the bank fee burden. And so that was a factor in a lot of the scores.
To give you an example here of what we're talking about, like, for instance, Chicago, overdraft fee $34.78, ATM fee $2.38, monthly fee is $4.47. It's surprising, too, to hear you say that it's the big banks that are the worst offenders in this area. One would think that the big banks would be able to charge cheaper rates.
Well, you would think that, but often a lot of people tend to stick with might prefer the convenience of a large branch network, or just once they get with a bank, they tend to stay at the bank and get a little complacent. And I think large banks make most of that and tend to have things like monthly service fees, higher ATM fees, and higher overdraft fees. So consumers can often do better if they shop around and be willing to go with the smaller banks and go with the credit unions.
Yeah, Ken, I think you've hit on something there. I know from just a personal standpoint, it seems like a lot of work to do that, but you're saying if we do a little shopping around, we might be able to save some money.
Exactly. And it's kind of in case two, sometimes when you're in a good condition, when you're employed and everything's going fine, the bank fees might not be as much of an issue. Sometimes it's often easier to avoid fees like overdraft fees and monthly service fee when times are good, but when times are bad, like you lose your job, but then it becomes more difficult to avoid the overdraft fees, to avoid the monthly service fees. So it makes sense to do the shopping when times are good. So when times get tough, you'll be in better shape and won't be starting getting hit with these fees.
And the savings could be kind of significant, too. And we talked about the $34 overdraft fee in Chicago. There are some places online and some of the credit unions that your report has highlighted where that could be as low as $29 and maybe even $27.
Right. And also, another thing that can help a lot with the overdraft fees is both online banks and credit unions often have what's called free overdraft transfers that will transfer for free from your savings account over to your checking account when there's an overdraft in your checking account. So something like that can be very helpful and as a way to avoid these overdraft fees.
The online banks and credit unions where the lower fees exist, one of the misconceptions I think about credit unions is you have to be a member of some organization to take part in that credit union. Is that the case?
Well, they've in the last 10 years, credit unions have become much easier to join. There's many more options of credit unions that you can find yourself eligible. They've widened their what they call field of membership in many cases. And so there's right now there's many more options for credit unions than there was 10 years ago. So he definitely pays to look around again and to see if there is a nearby credit union that you can join.
Is there anything you can see from the data that would indicate what the trend is going to be here? Has the graph been going up and up and up, or is it stabilized over recent years?
Well, I think there's competition from both the credit unions and from the online banks that we are seeing, even the large banks starting to respond, and they are giving more free options. But for instance, larger banks might make it easier to avoid the monthly fee by maybe having a smaller direct deposit or something like that. So they are providing ways that you can lower the fees. So I think the competition is starting to slowly drive down some of the fees. But on the other hand, there's still the trying to maximize profit, and that's causing a lot of the banks to look for ways to increase the fee revenue. So there's that always. So in short, I don't think we're going to see any clear trend in terms of higher fees or lower fees.
And then the million-dollar question will be, is how high can these fees go? I remember, in showing my age here, when these monthly fees used to be $10 and $15, how high can they go?
They can easily, I've seen $20 and $30 monthly fees. And like I said, sometimes banks will try to say you can waive those if you maintain a certain balance or you maintain direct deposit. But often those, sometimes that can change. So when sometimes you think, it takes a $1,000 balance to avoid your monthly fee, and then they change it to $5,000 balance. So you do have to be careful any time when there are monthly fees.
Are there any other trends or any other highlights from the data from this report that you can share?
Well, I think the one trend is that also in terms of the monthly fee, you notice the average that we list, like for instance at Chicago, monthly fee average is just under $5, and that might seem pretty small, but that also takes into account many banks and credit unions have a checking account that has that is free, that has no monthly fee regardless of the balance or regardless of direct deposit. There are more banks offering that, and more credit unions, especially credit unions, and especially online banks. So that is an option. I think the one trend is that online banks are becoming more of a reasonable option for checking accounts, and they do have they often have free checking accounts with no monthly fee, very low ATM fees, or very friendly ATM policies, and low overdraft fees, and many options to avoid overdrafts. So I think that is an option. That is a trend that is definitely growing, is that the online banks are becoming more of an option for your banking.
As we see interest rates go up and banks are able to charge more for money, do we expect that to stabilize this side of the equation, and that is stabilize some of these fees where they don't have to charge us as much?
Well, I think we are seeing a lot of, especially the brick-and-mortar banks, are being slow to raise the deposit rates. And so one alternative is providing ways that can be more perks related to their checking accounts, because a lot of their money, all of their deposits are in checking accounts. They want to maintain their checking account customers. They tend to be very profitable. So they might do various perks, various free features to keep the customers with their checking accounts. So that, I think, is helping to keep the fees down a little bit as the deposit rates rise. I think we'll see more checking accounts. The trend towards higher fees will be a little bit suppressed.
All right. Ken, this is good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Sure.
All right. Ken Tooman, the founder of DepositAccounts.com, where we'll link out the report here in the podcast of the Opening Bell. later on this morning, but you could go there now and find it too. Again, it's depositaccounts.com.